This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show, and you're listening to part two of our June 25th podcast.
Anyway, so let me, let's see, before I get in, I'm going to talk a little bit about the ride back.
Yeah, let's talk about your trip.
The ride back was,
Where'd you go, first of all?
Well, we went out, of course, I drove 6,000 miles with a mother-in-law.
And I got a soundtrack for that.
Okay. This is Ernie Cado, isn't it? This is the Ernie Cado version, I hope.
Yeah, 6,000 miles.
I was 6,000 miles sealed in the smaller than the in the Mercury capsule, mind you. You know, which held one with Mrs. Jimmy and my suegra. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of suegra, I did want to say, I'm going to digress just for a second. I want to say, hey, pode, Isferia, and buenos dias, buenas noches. Señoras y señores in Mexico. We have new listeners all over the Sweden.
Se habla español.
That's right. Poco de español. Sí. Anyway, just want to say hello to the friends in Sweden. Finally, they came through.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, Inge. How you doing?
Hey, that's right. Yeah. Hey, Birgit. Okay. Had some good times in Sweden, I'll tell you that. Anyway, the deal is we...
6,000 miles.
6,000 miles from home. Then went out, started from Gainesville, drove to California, then came back through the Colorado Mountains.
Florida to California.
And then back at Hanger Dogs, which you heard on the last podcast. And then from there, we went to Little Rock.
Arkansas.
And then to, I think, Jackson, Mississippi, then down south to Mobile and across
the beautiful Gulf Coast.
Yeah. Right, right. You want to see someplace that's destroyed.
Really?
Biloxi?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
No.
They got a little wind there.
Oh, Biloxi from last year.
Wind damage?
Some water?
No. I mean, we are talking about reinforced concrete sailing through the air like a piece of styrofoam. There were vast piles of ripped up reinforced concrete still there. The place... Literally, I mean, it was as if an atomic blast had occurred there. It was flattened.
Except for the fire.
Well, except for the fire part. That's right. It was cold fusion. it was cold fusion blast. There were houses that you could see and large, huge buildings that you could not see because they weren't there anymore. No, that's when the
Godzilla made a visit.
No, this was the big bad wolf I'm going to blow your house down, and it did. They were flattened, and you could see where shingles and everything were literally off the front, peeled back.
Stuck into trees like throwing stars.
Oh, my God. Well, and some of these places, the water had come through, and the bottom two stories of a house... You could see all that stood up were just a couple of beams.
And the whale holding the other part of it up.
The whale?
Yeah.
That blew in there. That's right. The decomposing whale.
Whale bones.
The whale bones, right. No, I mean, you could see through. I mean, we went to places and literally there was a small pad where there had been a big restaurant. It was a chain. I forget what it's called. We wanted to go eat. And I had the AAA... 2006 book, so I thought it would be, they would have checked.
Updated.
Yeah, updated.
Katrina version.
Yeah, and it certainly would have been, I don't know when they published it, but certainly they could have put as they were running for the printer, they could have at least drawn a line through it or something. No, we went there and it was nothing. I mean, it was like an empty pad, flattened. Oh boy, you talk about destruction. Those people got it bad. It was as bad as, and roads were still washed out. Casinos are still online though. They built those up pretty quick. They didn't waste any time on the casinos. So anyway, went through that area, then came back, and coming back, as usual, of course, any place that, Jimmy wanted to stop, we passed warp three or four. Like a cartoon, you know, where you just see the puff of smoke.
Right.
So they went shopping. We shopped at some place called the Cherokee something or another. But let me just say,
North Carolina?
No. It was a Cherokee. No, Cherokee, not that. It was out there in Colorado.
It was the end of the slaughter trail out there.
Yeah, end of the slaughter trail. That's right. Yeah.
Not the beginning.
Yeah.
That's right.
But anyway, let me just tell you a couple of things that I made some notes here real quick, and I want to go through and tell you what
these life lessons you learned.
Life lessons. Exactly right. This is the Lex Luthor. Read the, Read the gum wrapper and Secrets of the Universe.
All right.
Okay. For whatever reason, and I ask people about this, even when you go to a place where they say senior portions, And senior these days is like anybody over, I don't know, 30.
55.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, senior. Those portions are huge. Literally, I didn't order any food on the way out there, and we still threw food away. I don't know what it is. I can tell you one thing about the obesity problem in this country is because of the food they serve you on any place. And, of course, when you're traveling, it's not like you can keep it. You know, because unless you happen to have a motel with a refrigerator, and then, of course, the next morning, instead of eating eggs, you're eating a piece of leftover fish or steak or pasta or whatever the hell.
That's good.
Cold fish get any better. In the morning. Well, I mean, you know, that's what, you know, I should have ordered pizza because any guy knows that morning pizza is always good, especially
fried chicken. Don't forget fried chicken.
Fried chicken is good too, or
especially
it has a cigarette butt in it. And a little beer poured over it, and warm it right up.
So you didn't have any gourmet meals on the road?
No, we did. Actually, we did. We had some really great meals, but the point was that the portions are huge, and the prices, I don't know what the story is. I mean, I think they could cut those, literally, they could cut those portions in half and not even worry about it. I mean, we went to Amarillo again, where they have the 72-ounce steak. I mean, seriously, if you can eat it, it's free. 72, that's 6 pounds of beef.
Yeah, the steak is free, but the ambulance ride to the hospital,
$100,000.
That. That's right.
No, I mean, it's really, you're not.
Plus a tip.
You have to finish it. Well, not only that, they make it pretty tough. Although there have been 7,000 people the last couple of years have done it.
Well, you got to eat the fat and everything. You got to gnaw on the bone.
And the salad and the potato. That's where they get you. They grow those potatoes especially.
For this meal.
Especially for this meal.
Iron boys.
You might be able to eat the 6-pound steak. It's the 10-pound potato that gets you. And you have to do it all in 1 hour.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hurry up and puke.
That's it. Well, no puking allowed. They put you on a stage. They put you on a stage up there, and they have a little clock and everything. So
did you do that, Jimmy?
Steve. No. Jimmy, believe me, Jimmy had
You're more mature than that now, right?
Of course. Yeah, as we mentioned.
In other words, he didn't get his free steak.
In other words, the line was too long.
Right. Yeah, right.
He was next door at the all-you-can-drink contest.
That's right.
The 72-ounce tequila.
That's right. So finish that off. Well, that's right.
And drive 5 miles down the road.
That's right.
There's a checkpoint at the...
I did balance on stage.
I was trying to do a little research on escort services, but you'd be surprised what Mrs. Jimmy puts the squash on that one.
Escortwomen.com.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so as I went across, as I mentioned in the Hangar Dogs podcast, a lot of people don't realize we have a huge, people talk about the middle class disappearing. No, we have a huge monster middle class. We have to because of all the stuff I saw for sale. I saw a Walmart Supercenter coming back here
as you can see from outer space.
As you could see in McGee, Mississippi, population 5,000. Mm-hmm. They're not going to put one here in Gainesville.
Shit, they must employ 30% of the town. Then.
No, I don't know how. I don't know what they do. But the population of McGee, Mississippi is 5,000 people. Now, interestingly enough, what has happened in McGee, Mississippi since then? Of course, all the fast food places are all brand new, and they're killing them. They're making a killing. The Wendy's, everything we went into over there, they're loaded up, people lined up out the door, because they come from about two or three counties or four counties around there to shop in this place. I mean, and far from putting people out of business, across the street, there's a little hardware store, and a little plant store, and a little grocery store right around the corner.
Mom and pop stuff,
and they're not out of business. I mean, they're new. Right. The point is that when you Walmart's different from what people think, at least in McGee, Mississippi, population 5,000, draws a lots of other businesses to it. It becomes a nexus for new businesses.
It's an anchor tenant.
It's an anchor tenant, exactly right. And you far from putting people out of business and being the only business in town, it apparently supports other businesses. This was also true, as I mentioned on the podcast from Hangar Dogs, in Deming, New Mexico, which is 25,000 people, and they had, I didn't see any in McGee, Mississippi, as far as the automobiles were concerned. In Deming, they had automobiles to the horizon.
Car dealerships,
right. Along with the cars that were there, they were going to be sold in 60 days.
Well, Walmart did a big promotion about this not too long ago, saying that they wanted to work with the communities.
You know, I don't care. I mean, the point is they do it anyway, just by being there. Right. One of the things that Adam Smith is most, one of his most famous quotes is, it is not for the benevolence of the butcher or the baker that you get your food. It's their own self-interest to treat you right. I mean, it's not, they are not out to do you good. By doing themselves, the invisible hand, by doing themselves what they want to do in order to please you, to make themselves be right. I mean, this is what the invisible hand does. And the thing about the market that people don't realize is it is self-checking. You might have to give it an extra day or two, but the beauty of it, it is on autopilot. It runs all by itself. You don't have to really, it's only when people.
You don't need a market czar?
No, you don't. In fact, that's the thing of it. It is its own market czar. It is self-correcting. It is exactly like the governor on an engine, you know, as the engine speeds up, the governor cuts the gas back and vice versa. You've seen how that works. It's exactly the free market system. The market system works that way. Anyway, let me continue on. I want to tell you some of the good things that I saw in a rich country. Here's some things you can afford to do. You can have signs all over the highway that say a fine, $1,000 for littering. It's buried in the roads are buried in signs. Littering the highway with signs that say $1,000 fine for littering. I thought that was good. In every place, even the most littlest podunk bathroom, they're all ADA approved. They all have the little bars in there that so grandma, of course, she needed it.
Handicap,
right.
Just hang her out the window?
Well, not quite.
But I bet you that's pursuant to a government regulation.
That could be. But again, I will say that even in the podunky thing, but so anyway, then, besides the anti-littering $1,000 fine, which I can't imagine. I mean, why wasn't it a million? I mean, what, $1,000? I mean, can you imagine? You threw your cigarette butt out the window and that'll be $1,000. Whew. Yeah. They had another sign that littered the highway was buckle up, it's the law.
Not because it's the right thing to do.
No,
that's not the argument they make. I mean, it may be the right thing to do, but when they start making the argument,
It's the law.
Yeah.
And you know they've turned the corner.
They
don't care anymore if it's the right thing to do. It's the damn law.
Okay, we went across, you know, 1,000 bridges or whatever it was. You know, every bridge in the world, everything in the world. We went across a lot of places. It was called, Backwater River, and it's dry as a bone. A lot of that. But anyway, bridge may ice in cold weather.
Right.
I mean, signs, every time you came to a bridge, there's all over the place like that.
The
truth is, even in parts of Florida, it says that.
I can tell you, yeah. No,
well,
I mean,
we probably need the warning down here. What's this stuff falling from the sky?
You're right. No, that's right. Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, up in North Dakota, duh.
They know,
right. And that could be the case.
Because don't you know?
Yeah, don't you know? It might get cold, eh? I love that one in Fargo when they're all bundled up. I mean, they're bundled up like the Cartmans, you know, like on South Park. And the guy says, yeah, might be a little cold weather coming in, don't you know? Whoa, are you kidding me? Anyway.
Right, so other signs.
So a road sign. Okay. There were road signs on telling you what the road was that was not intersecting. That is, the road went over or under the interstate, and there's a sign telling you what that road
is.
That's
right. Just say, hey, man, what road is that? Well, that's 40.
Oh, that's the one you can't get on.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry. If you're looking for crossover lane, this is it. Ha, ha, ha. You're not getting on. Okay, that's about it for the signs. One thing I did find was that across the country, and I'm telling you, I chit-chatted with everybody. People are just as friendly. You can't imagine. I mean, I talk to people in every place you can imagine, and they were the friendliest people you ever want to meet. And that not all of them knew I was a tourist in spite of the fact that I had my Route 66 shirt on and my camera out and my sunglasses and my shorts.
Sink on your
now,
nose.
Now, did you
That's
get
your,
any interviews? Did you get
Mouse
any?
Hat.
Did you get anything on tape, any of these interviews or talking with people?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on tape. It was on a SD card.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
hidden microphone.
I know what that.
Because we could work up a whole man in the street.
We can do that. One of the things is of course I'm back in eBay mode, and I've got 19 ways to record stuff here, but I'm looking for another one before I get started.
Maybe you'll win something.
Might win something. Yeah, I did. I won these things here. I'll tell you about that one. Super friendly people, and what I did find was again across the fruited plain. In every town, I saw headlines, And essentially, it was government solutions to government problems. And invariably, almost every single time, it was, we need the money. Where are we going to get the money? Sometimes it wasn't even taxes. Sometimes it was a new fee. And they, you know, as if it's not a tax. Oh, there's one other thing. I'm sorry. There was one other thing only a rich country could do. Think about it. In some countries, they don't even have roads. Okay, forget it. You build up from roads. The pyramid comes up. There are emergency call boxes every 2 miles. You've seen those? Call box number 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it's every 2 miles. Now, I mean, who wants to? That means the most, if you screw up, you might have to walk a mile and a half. You know, if you can't.
They didn't count on the cell phone. You know, at this point, you cannot stop your
car
without five people stopping around you and offering to make you a call.
Well, except I will say this. There were a couple of places in the mountains where the cell phone service died.
But, you know, a lot of those places...
Won't be long. Not like it used to be. I can tell you, there was 160 miles between when I drove out there the first time, not the first time, but I drove out there once when I used to have the brick cell phones.
It's a phone in the car.
Yeah, it's a phone in the car. Right, everybody, whoa, what's that? You know, and antenna sticking out the top and everything. There was 160 miles or something like that between San Antonio and El Paso that was dead.
Well, you know, a lot of those emergency call boxes are not actually a phone. It's just a button.
It's two buttons.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. You're not picking up and calling someone and have any peace of mind of, oh, yeah, someone might be on the way. Yeah. It's push the button and hope.
I did not know that.
It's push the button. One of them is a tow truck and the other one is an ambulance.
Ah, did not know that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pushing the button when you're crossing the street, you know. I'm not really sure if it's doing anything, but you keep pushing it.
That's right.
I'm going to keep pushing ambulance one.
You're like the,
I'm bleeding to death.
That's right.
On the side of the road.
That's right.
Ambulance.
That's right. You know? Well, that presupposes you can read. And, you know,
red and green.
They got it in Braille.
Yeah, they got it in Braille.
How about me?
Yeah, if you're driving, I hope that you don't need Braille.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the driver's dead.
Want to make sure ADA says it's approved. We got Braille on that.
There's a federal law on that. You know, just like you said, just like the things in the bathrooms, you know, you got to be Braille everywhere.
Yeah.
The driver's dead and the passenger's blind. Of course, then he can't find the call box anyway.
Right. That's right. Yeah, can you imagine the middle? So anyway, that was great. Anyway, but I did see, again, headline after headline coming back almost every little town, and the headlines invariably, if it wasn't the top headline, it was on the front, above the fold, as they say.
We are still in the era of people think that they need the government to crank start the market.
Yeah.
I saw a thing today, the other day, about NASA. You know, of course, NASA's government funded, and they
the $500 million.
Yeah, to spur commercial space growth.
Right.
I'm thinking, just shut down.
Wait, explain a little bit more that they're offering $500 million.
Well, they're offering different prizes and different economic incentives, so to speak, in order to develop for private companies listen close to the hangar dogs, for private companies to develop commercial uses for space, whether it's
viable space alternative.
Exactly. Right. Just whatever it is you can come up with. They're offering prizes, like the X Prize and things like that.
Right.
But the point is that...
Only X Prize is private.
You don't have to do it. Yeah, well, exactly.
Right.
And they're talking, and they said, the article, guy who wrote it said, it took help from the U.S. Postal Service to jumpstart the nation's commercial aviation industry.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You can say that they put some money into it.
Right.
And you can say they built some runways and the routes and whatever or not.
Right.
And that commercial airline industry benefited from that. But it didn't need that. It would have developed on its own anyway.
We believe that. And again, you don't know what would have developed.
Right.
I mean, it may have turned out that the supersonic transport would have been available in 1930 instead of, you don't know.
Right.
Because once they settle on something like that, the big story the one that I always tell, is it was called Tele something or another, it wasn't Telemundo, but it was the little French thing. The French, years and years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, before the internet, they it was called Minitel. That's what it was. Minitel.
That's right.
And they put those all over the country. Well, unfortunately, because it was, everybody had it and it was basically subsidized, it was quote free. That is to say,
you didn't know it cost.
You didn't know, right. The general tax revenues picked it up and you thought you were paying, you know, a dollar a month or whatever, but you were really paying whatever cost. Point is, it was like a 300 baud system. You know, today it's, 156,000 baud or whatever you want to, but they couldn't get the internet cranked up. In fact, as is always the case, they discouraged the internet by law for a little while in order to make sure that the Minitel...
Protect those Minitel people.
That's right, protect the Minitel people. So
there's no whipping Minitelers.
Well, as governments always do, in order to make any government enterprise profitable, quote-unquote, to work, they, at the very minimum, if you don't subsidize the bejesus out of it, you make the competition illegal. Like gambling, for instance. You know, people are going to gamble, but boy, you don't want to gamble here in Florida. If you want to get together your poker buddies and gamble anything over about $50,
unless you're an Indian, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
the
SWAT team shows up. So is NASA offering this? Basically, are they saying they can't do it? They need help. They're not able to do it anymore.
I think it's the old pump priming thing, isn't it?
Yeah. This is Keynesian economics.
Exactly. The pump priming. We'll give you some money to kind of get it started, and then I can tell you what's going to happen. If it does take off...
Well, then they're going to take over the idea, or what?
Here's the deal. If it does take off, then the companies that get the prize money or whatever and start to really make a profit on this thing and really kill them, next will come the cries of, you stole our money, and now you're making money off of something that the government did.
That's right. Thanks for the idea.
They use this all the time as if somehow, when you do medical research, for instance, National Institutes of Health, and they said the pharmaceutical companies robbed the taxpayer, they're profiting from the research at NIH or something. Well, if you're going to do it, I mean, there's no other way to do it, is what I'm saying. You don't, just because NIH did it, doesn't mean you can give it away. Somebody actually has to prove it. There's still risks involved.
Right.
And unless you happen to be the government, then there's no risk because you can always go out and shoot your client. That's right. That's right. You can always get your money. The government, the only nice thing about being the government is when all else fails, you can send the sheriff out and he will threaten you with violence in order if you don't pay up.
That's right.
They're the only ones that can do that. So that's it. That is it. That's pretty much all that I can remember. That's the notes that I made about the ride. The bottom line is that if you lacking absent government action, people are friendly. The market is doing fabulously well. There's tons of stuff out there for sale at every price level. You can imagine. I even stopped into a couple of the Salvation Army thrift stores. I bought a present, as a matter of fact, for Curtis's compadre.
Right.
Which I will, I've got someplace around here at the Salvation Army thrift store. It looks new.
Those are interesting.
It looks new.
That's right.
But the point is that when you see RV farms, mind you, I mean, we're talking about from sea to shining sea, somebody's buying this stuff. And it's not only the rich people, there can't be, according to the lefties in this country, there can't be that many rich people, but there are. Or somebody's buying them. I don't know. Maybe the Arabs have already invaded.
Arabs are real into RVs these days.
I guess, because there's tons of them. And, of course, when we went by a lot of the places, especially in Colorado, up at the mountains, you had RV parks where people were parked by the stream, and there were, I don't know, 500 of them in these places. Some of them only 20. You know, it was a little teeny place. And
right.
There was 20 of them, and they were parked there camping out or whatever it is, seeing the country.
Oh, yeah, you pay $50 a night just to stay in your own RV now.
Well, you might. But again, the reason you can afford that is because you're shopping at the Supercenter, and you don't have to pay your local shirt guy $50 for a shirt. You can go to Walmart and get it for $5, and that extra $45, which you can use for your trip.
That's right.
So otherwise,
and that 150-gallon gas tank.
Well, that's true. And we paid
$300 fill.
We paid $3.98 in California and $2.57 here and around here.
Wow. $3.98.
That was
I hope you kept that.
And that
receipt.
Was yes, I've got that. And that was fill your own. That was not premium. That was the
that
no
one,
no. You want
full
premium.
Serve? You mean
no no full serve premium was over $5.
Wow.
Which, again, compared to Europe, still cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether you know it or not.
$6 a gallon or something like that.
But we had a couple of $45 fill-ups, and I'll tell you, that was... It's not like when I was dating. You know, you'd have a quarter for after the movie. And
a nickel for a pop.
A nickel for a pop. Yeah, you wish. Hi, honey, I'm going to buy you dinner. Can we have some food afterwards? You spend a whole dollar on me, oh boy. Woo, yes, anything you want, big boy.
Leave the change on the bedside table.
That's right. That's right.
Woo, can't have him. That too much fun.
All right, what else we got here? We got some light notes?
I
anything?
That was all pretty light to me.
It was all light.
Oh, well, I got one thing. I do have one.
Way to pinch it off, Jim.
No, I'm gonna. I got one. Shut up. Boy, I tell you, I'm gonna be doing some of that tonight. Just got it. The Washington Post, June 25th. Sprawl is blamed for obesity and car crashes. Now think about it.
I'm trying, and it's not making any sense.
Okay, yeah. This is called... Seriously. I'm going to tell you what this is called. Duh.
Sprawl.
Car crashes. Think about it. If you drive, you might have a car crash. Now, I'm guessing. Here's my thing. If everybody were only to walk, like before cars... there probably wouldn't be any car crashes. I'm guessing somebody has to be in the car driving.
There would be relatively few.
So here's the deal. The further you have to drive, what are the chances that you're going to have a car crash? I think it goes up kind of linearly, as would be my guess.
It's a hockey stick.
That's right. But then, of course, they can't stay away from it. They say it's blamed for obesity. Now, you know, The obesity thing, as you know, is they want to sue McDonald's, and they want to pass laws against, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Uh-huh. You know, the big thing, they're suing them. They dropped the suit, I think, just recently. They did file the suit, but it got dropped, and that was...
And I'm surprised they haven't turned on Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah! I can tell you why.
Laffy Taffy.
I can tell you why they haven't turned... Exactly! Exactly! That's it. Engineer Eric has nailed it to... That's right. Can you imagine? Those are people with legal guns.
Legal guns.
That are going to make sure that law...
I'm sorry, did you say you were closing?
Yeah, right. I don't think so. Yeah,
sounds like a robbery.
That's right.
Go ahead, make my day.
That's right. No, so that's the trans fats from KFC or whatever, the obesity. So they have to get in the obesity thing there. I thought that was interesting. That now I don't know what they're going to do.
So now people they live
sprawl. Some smart attorney is going to have to figure out a way to have a class action suit against sprawl. For fat people. They got it for hamburgers. You know, they sued Wendy's and they sued them all for the. They took the Cokes out of the.
That'll be a tricky one.
Huh? I know. Well, no, you're an attorney. Come on. That's why you're supposed. That's how you get rich. John Edwards, you know, he channeled the baby for God's sakes in order to get the $50 million settlement. I mean, that's what. I am the baby. I've got cerebral palsy. Oh, you know, he channeled in front of the jury. You know that, right?
Come on.
No, he did.
What?
No, they have a transcript of it. No, he did.
Oh,
John Edwards, the way he got rich was...
Get out of town.
I am not wrong on this. He channeled the baby. The dead baby. No, I'm not kidding. He channeled...
Man, you've been listening to too much Art Bell. Jimmy.
I know.
you've been driving too long.
You've been... No, and Jimmy's not had any drinks, so, you know, and no smoke.
Maybe Jimmy needs some.
That's right.
We'll get a copy of that transcript.
I will get you a copy of the transcript. And gentle listener... The listeners know this. I can't believe you don't know this.
Now, speaking of legal things, I'll clear up that no-knock search thing for you real quick. All right. First of all, they got a warrant.
I know that.
They got a warrant. So not much you can do after that. They went to the proper independent authority, and they got permission. So if they don't knock and announce and wait their appropriate 5 seconds or whatever, too bad. I mean, they're going to kick the door in. Now, I will say this. There's a natural check on them kicking the door in. They're going to get blasted.
Yeah.
True. I mean, trust me.
Yeah.
They're going to say, it's us. It's the cops. They're going to bust the door open as they're yelling, police, freeze, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to do it. But there is going to be a little bit of
boom.
Yeah. You got to watch out. And so.
Well, the thing I think what people are worried about, and there was a story, actually, I think it was today or yesterday, some guy went through I think he was in jail for 67 days or something on a mistaken identity. They ran his tag when they stopped him for DWB or whatever it was, I think, or something. And
driving while blasting.
Right, while black. And no, and so they ran a thing, and there was a mistake, and he got extradited to this was like in Texas or someplace, and they said there was a warrant out for his arrest. They called him by his wrong name. He said, no, it's not me. He was in jail for a long time and finally got out after, I think he was in jail for a couple of months, but they horribly mistreated him, totally across the board. I mean, they slapped him all over the place and wouldn't listen to him, and took his fingerprints, didn't check the fingerprint place wherever it was that day was closed or something. They didn't bother to go back. The description that they had, one guy was 5'10", 180 pounds, and he was like 5'6", 100 pounds. close enough. And,
he lost some weight and a couple inches.
Yeah. Well, the point is that what was funny, this is the thing I think the people are worried about in the no-knock, is the same kind of thing. Everybody down the line, there's been no apology. He finally got out, and they said no apologies. They just called his name and gave him his stuff back.
Sorry about that. Goodbye.
Not even that. Just get out. There were like five agencies involved in this. There was the extradition. There was a couple of DAs. There were at least two or three police departments, jails, and so forth. And all the time he said, look, if you'll just check. And he made a mistake. Which nobody knows about. You probably know about this, Curtis. I didn't realize this. They said, if you are innocent, agree to nothing. Don't agree to anything. And when he waived his right to extradition or whatever it was, apparently that...
Yeah,
He didn't know. He asked him. He said, what do I do? They said, look, you're the bad... You know, don't worry about it. It'll all be sorted out if this is... Well, it wasn't. And it turned out
that's
like...
That's the part you don't believe.
Well, the five
here's
agencies...
Here's what you should say. As Jimmy Doan listeners, here's what you should say.
We talked about this the other day, too.
Jimmy.
Say, so, son, you been drinking tonight?
Can I say no?
Well, you can say no, but, you know, you might as well just go ahead and fess it up. You know, no big deal. Just, you know, have you been drinking tonight? You
but
doing some drugs or something?
Can I say no?
Is it okay if I say no?
Is it okay if I refuse?
That's right. Well, it's kind of okay, but, you know, it's not really okay. Why don't you just go ahead and tell me what you've been doing? Because you stink really bad, and I'm going to give you a breathalyzer right here.
Yeah, well... Is it okay if I say no?
Right, that's right. Well, that's how about if you would just submit to a urinary test here, you know?
Is it okay if I say no?
Yeah, all right. Get in your car and drive off, motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. No, I think so. Those words need to be emblazoned on your.
Right.
If you get a tattoo,
yeah.
Those are the words.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it okay if I say no?
That's,
you know, forget.
And then your right arm says, "Please see left arm."
That's exactly right.
Your right arm says, "I need to talk to my lawyer."
That's right. This is what you do.
Now,
and
of course, this would put an end to the whole cops, you know, episodes. There would be no cops episodes.
No. There are people that are so stupid that they'd forget to read their arm.
Half of my clients run right out and say, I did it.
But I just did a little. I only got a little.
You know, this is the greatest lie, as you know. There are three greatest lies, but another one is when they stop you for DWI. Have you had anything to drink tonight? I had a beer.
I had two.
I had two.
One beer.
Yeah, right.
One or two.
You bet.
One beer.
I had two.
It was a really big beer.
That's a keg.
That's right.
Two keg.
Yeah, I mean, the clients, I was thinking about a client the other day, and he said to me, if they hadn't let me out of jail last time, I wouldn't have committed this new crime.
Good move, pal. Well, anyway, to finish up, to pitch this story off.
It's all their fault.
That's what right. He said.
And you would have just kept me locked up. I told you so. Dumbass. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, the thing about it is, as usual, everybody is saying, not my fault. I mean, that's the deniability. What do they call it? Plausible deniability across the board. I mean, here's a guy who... I would think that any attorney would take it. He says, well, I'm not sure I'm going to sue. I'm thinking, you wimp butt wimp.
Yeah, I think there's more to that story. I'll have to check
in. No, there could be. But it was quite lengthy. It was written up. It was four or five pages. It was a big deal. But anyway, so that's I'm done.
Anybody else? Well,
you got to mention just a couple things real quick.
I mean, I got two light notes, but...
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Do you want to talk about the terror plot?
This is the Miami thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
7 people arrested, 5 U.S. citizens.
Really? There were 2 that weren't?
Yep.
That's right.
There was a Haiti guy, right?
Yeah.
One illegal. One legal.
Okay. Yeah. What do you have to say?
Nothing.
Okay. I mean, I think that the I think the Sears Tower is ugly anyway. No, it's
that's Jimmy at Jimmy Doan.
That's right.
Oh, God, just directly to Jimmy.
All over the laptop right there.
That's right.
All right, let's see.
Just for the record, we love Chi-Town.
Ugly Tower. That's Ugly Tower.
Well, there's just all this stuff in Miami. They're saying what the karate instructors. They're this was not really a warehouse. This was a
whorehouse.
That was more of a
they both start with W. I can see the confusion.
Right.
No, think about it.
Well,
no,
it's
a couple letters
in
your book.
Right.
Done.
It was something about the guys walking outside standing guard all night long.
That's right.
Had them
well,
suspicious.
And there's some spin on it now. A lot of people are saying, well, they were wannabes. They weren't really close to any plot, but they were talking about a plot. And so
they filmed the federal building with the camera that the plant gave them.
So it's at one point
discussed what they were going to have.
Well, like
I
said,
blow this side over here.
Like I said, the other side is trying to spin it, so they're making it look.
Did they have the 3,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate or whatever?
They didn't. They didn't.
You take that camera over there and do that stuff and talk about it. You organize guys and you go train in there. They're going down. They're going
really
life in prison for all.
Oh, come on!
Oh no, seriously, it's
no. But it was a joke.
No,
it's a practical. No, we're just seeing it.
Yeah, it wasn't very funny.
We're seeing it. No, we were laughing.
This is the same argument.
We wanted to see how far we could go before we got caught.
Well, this is the same argument as I got a bomb on the plane. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
That is the same thing. The arguments are going to be the same from both sides in a legal standpoint.
Well, the question is...
We were just kidding. We were just seeing if we could do it. We were just talking about it. It doesn't matter.
I got to give the Attorney General points. I mean, he got somebody. You know, they got a plot, but...
They've been working on it for, 8, 9 months, a year or so.
But how far along were they? I mean, if you just go down and film the federal building, is that...
Hey, man, let me tell you something. If you go to a comedy show... and you joke about blowing up the governor's office...
Yeah, haha, very funny.
Don't be surprised if somebody knocks on your door.
No, wait a minute. This is...
There they are now.
Yeah, exactly.
That... Boo.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that was me.
Okay.
Just scaring Jimmy over there. Jimmy,
yeah.
It's funny because I...
Podcast over, folks.
It sounded like a click,
it was a knock.
Okay, well, because the only... You know, it was funny because the driving back, Grandma would say, every time we'd go to make a turn, she would say, do you have turn signal on? And because she says, I didn't hear the click, and the only click I wanted to hear was the click of the... I will show you a click, Grandma.
Right. Well, Jimmy, if they do...
You want to hear a click? You want to hear a click?
Well, if they do come here to the Jimmy Doan headquarters, they're not going to be knocking on the door anyway. We're going to hear the door being pounded down with a sledgehammer and then an army of foot soldiers.
That's right.
Storming the headquarters.
The Pentagon lists homosexuality as a mental disorder.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And actually, if you're
disorder,
if you're a Pentagon,
not an order,
right?
That's right.
If you're a Pentagon employee and you admit that you're homosexual, they fire you.
I was going to say that you don't get extra money for that. No, you don't get you don't get some
subsidy,
some entitlement,
right?
Because it's not far off.
I guess all the gays in the Pentagon are lined up to tell somebody.
They want to have special bathrooms. You heard about that one, right?
No.
Yeah, you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, transgender bathrooms.
Oh, that's just the
No, wait. I'm confused about that. Wait.
Everybody's entitled. So.
wait a minute. I don't, this was the,
You hadn't heard about that one.
No, this reminds me of one of the...
See, we get together before the show and share all our different stories so that everybody's prepared on the same page.
We might not have mentioned the transgender.
What I want to know is if you are a female posing as a male posing as a female or a male posing as a female posing as a male.
I think this is for people that aren't posing.
No, I mean, if you're one of those
there's a his, hers, and theirs. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, the theirs people can. I mean, like when you walk in there, you don't know what anybody is, or you have to put a bag over your head, or what do you do? I mean,
I don't know, Jimmy.
I guess
we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
This is just like the unisex bathroom on Alan McBeal. You know?
Ah,
no problem.
Yes.
I don't know.
No
problem. It wasn't unisex.
Yes, it was.
Well, no, I mean on Ali McBeal it was. Yeah. But this one they're talking about is a
no sex.
Is an entitlement. They don't want to have to use the his or the hers because they're not a his or a hers.
Oh,
right.
Come on, man.
They've got one. They do have one over here
Combo meal.
They have one over here. They have
you
one.
You got a hot dog and a french fry.
That's it.
You want fries with that?
Hot dog and a donut. Okay.
Dog and a donut.
That's right. Hey, I got both.
Hey, a new sex offender condition of probation is going to be no Viagra.
No Viagra.
Yeah,
Let's punish him. Woo, no Viagra. That's unbelievable.
And they, of course.
They already can't have your Playboy or anything.
It's a prescription, so they won't be able to find it.
A prescription.
That's right.
That's a prescription there.
Did you see that guy, that one guy, he had the faulty erectile implant gave man a 10-year erection?
Whoa! Yeah. I mean, he figured this out after 9 years or what?
Yeah, that's what I was going. Well,
I had so much sex, I got an STD. Somebody owes me some money.
That's what he's saying.
I would have thought he would have gotten a deal with Porno Records or something.
Right. Yeah, no, seriously.
This guy can perform, man. ain't no anxiety here, man.
Yeah.
We got 10 years to get the right shots. So just keep the film rolling.
That's it.
But no. This guy has a legitimate complaint. This is back in the pre-Viagra days. What happened was they used to put like wires and a crank in there. I'm not kidding. And what happened was the crank got stuck in the up position.
Right.
And so
this is like the drawbridge. And
yeah, exactly.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Nobody goes over now.
Right. And he couldn't, you know.
He said he could no longer hug people. Ride a bike, swim, or wear bathing trunks.
It's really popular.
Hey, it could have been worse.
Wait, if the bridge was stuck down.
Exactly. The bridge.
But the question is, of course, what could he do?
Well, apparently anybody he wanted.
I
yeah.
would guess.
For as long as he wanted.
That's right. have people worn out, laid on the sidewalk, just weren't breathing hard.
They're going to give him $400,000, so I guess he can do a lot more people.
He was banned from the Bunny Ranch.
Do not admit this.
That's right. What is it, like the comic book, banned for life? You know, the picture up there? Like in The Simpsons when they banned Bart and Milhouse.
That's right.
Oh, God.
All right, that was a good one.
I like that.
I got woman practicing for test drive for her car. She drives it into a canal.
Well, she was just practicing.
That's just practicing. That takes some points off.
In case she ran into a canal, she's a little more prepared.
That's right. Is that enough to flunk me?
Apparently so.
She's got to wait six weeks to try it again, though, right?
Yeah, Pompano Beach, 19-year-old. Oops. So, yeah, it wasn't one of those. See, if she had one of those aqua cars, it would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, did you see that new one that's aqua and everything?
That's really slick. Yeah.
Neat looking.
Driving around right on
it. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have an aqua car and a regular car, and you think you're driving your aqua car one day.
when you're drinking.
That's right.
Hey, don't worry, man. This is the coolest. Check this out.
Watch me. Blub, blub. Then you pull a Ted Kennedy.
Get out of the car, Mr. Kennedy.
That's right. I can't believe I was watching Book Live TV or whatever it is on C-SPAN,
uh-huh.
And he was reading his children's book to the bunch of kindergartners, and the children's book is about
Kennedy was right.
It was on there for like 30 minutes.
Come on and grow up, Enoch.
Book was A Day in the Life of Congress is told by his dog. You know what his dog's name is? Can you imagine this? I mean, what? You know what? How stupid do you have to be to name your dog Splash? I mean, that's... No, seriously.
I am not kidding you.
We talked about that before on here. We mentioned that.
You talk about the arrogance of somebody who murdered, if you want to... Oh, at least allowed to die in drunken stupor.
In a splash.
And then... Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
I don't know. I can maybe defend him for that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, he got elected to office as a socialist for 30 years or 40 years.
As a socialist.
Yeah.
Well, he is. He's definitely a socialist.
Anybody got anything else?
I'm done.
All right.
Let's close her off. Good times.
Yeah, yeah. That was great.
And hello. Don't forget Hanger Dogs.
Yep.
.com.
That's Hanger Dogs. They should have one up here.
H-A-N-G-A-R.
Dogs.
Yep.
And if you need to write me, it's Jimmy at JimmyDone.com.
Do we get any emails while you're gone?
Not a one. Not even a hint. Not a whiff.
Yeah. And I checked. Holding these shows hostage again.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I noticed that almost all of our hits came from Hanger Dogs. I'm a little nervous about that. Somehow we're being left out of the loop. I mean, as the guys who started this, suddenly...
They're rocketing on past.
Well, no, it is not unusual that the inventor of something, you know, it's the second guy that makes all the dough.
We need to start marketing outside of the bathrooms.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Something.
Well, we'll get some stickers.
That's right.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Yep.
And we'll see you shortly.
Shortly, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Jimmy Doane Show. Be sure to mention The Jimmy Doane Show at your next local libertarian meeting.